Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. You can check us out on Facebook.
Yeah, definitely check out Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook, and then also check out our podcast. We're getting thousands of downloads on our weekly podcast. Search for Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman on iTunes or Google Play. Great places to look for it.
That's right.
So, Tammy, we've seen big changes this week in the mortgage industry.
We have, and it's from the southern cousin, Fannie Mae.
it just sounds like a southern name to me. Well, it's interesting because we watch mortgage guidelines ebb and flow on tightening up, you know, constricting, and then expanding based on the performance rates on loans. That's what some of it's based on. Some of it's based on the performance rate on loans. Some of it is based on common sense with some of the changes they just made, which, you know, these are exciting. This is the first time I've seen them put several common sense changes into place in one fell swoop.
And that makes sense, right? Like you said, common sense stuff. So, you know, that's one of the things at Cornerstone that I admire about you is that you take the all these guidelines and make them very simple for someone who wants to come in and get a loan. And we're, you know, the passion behind you and getting this information out is to really help educate people on what they're getting into and what's available now. And so let's get started on this stuff, because the student loan debt is probably the biggest thing that you probably fall into or come across every day.
Yeah, I beat the drum on this show a lot about student loan debt, because we see it just out of control with one person after another. And there's usually no correlation between the amount of money somebody makes and the amount of student loans they have. Well, what happened was over the last few years, they've constricted the guidelines around student loans. So this is the problem. The problem is that they started requiring, let's take Fannie Mae as an example. You had to count the payment against them that was the greater of either 1% of the balance or the actual payment. One or the other. So when you get people that are in a fairly low income situation, let's say it's a teacher that's come out of school and they're in their para job instead of their full time job, and they're not making much money yet. Well, they get an income based repayment plan where their payment's not even enough to pay all the interest. Well, we can't use that income based repayment in the current situation. We'd have to use at least 1% of the balance. And this would eliminate a lot of people from being able to buy homes. Mm-hmm. Well, the new rule they just came out with, actually it's effective immediately, is that we now can use whatever's on the credit report, which is typically, if it's an income-based repayment, we can now use that. Even
so, if it's $100, you can use that payment.
Well,
versus
if it's $10, we can use that, because that's pretty common. Because we'll see, just this week I had somebody that there was about $95,000 between husband and wife in student loan debt.
Right.
They're both teachers, and page after page of student loans, and we can now use those low payments to help them qualify, which
that helps a lot.
Well, it does help a lot, and here's why it's actually smart to do this: is that they're qualifying with lower income, okay, right now. And if they had an income-based repayment, they have that because their income's low. Well, they'll be able to continue the income-based repayment into the future until their income goes up. Well, when the income goes up, okay, instead of counting the payment against them that they're going to have when their income goes up, but at the same time they can't qualify for the mortgage with that higher income, now we can use, when we're using current income and the current student loan payment, people can get the houses they deserve.
That's actually really good news now. So I guess one of the things to keep in mind is if you didn't qualify because of student loan debt, revisit Doug at Cornerstone Mortgage.
Yeah, just
out in St. Charles.
I just had a client actually a couple weeks ago. This is going to be great news for him, because a couple years ago he bought a $100,000 house. Now he's making more money and wants to move up. wants to move up to a $160,000 house because he's making more money. Well, after looking at his situation, because of the changes that they had in student loan payments, he couldn't even qualify for the $100,000 house that he bought a couple years ago.
Right.
Well, now he'll be able to. This is, you know, this is very big news for him.
Real good news for people out there. So that's great. And what else has changed? I know there's some other student loan cash out refinance things that changed too.
Okay, so Fannie Mae just came out with a student loan cash out refinance program. And here's what this is when you take cash out on a loan, you can only borrow up to 80% of the value of the house. So
if you're wanting to pay off your student loan debt with a
This is whether you're paying off student loan debt or not. There's a limit that you can only cash out up to 80% of the value of the house on a conventional loan, which is Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or conventional loans. But when you're taking cash out, there's a cash out hit that makes the rate about 0.25% higher than if you're not taking cash out, because they consider it a higher risk loan. Well, this new student loan cash out refinance, what it does is it takes away that extra hit for taking cash out. So you get the same interest rate as if you're not taking cash out to be able to consolidate student loan debt. So you can only consolidate it still up to 80% of the value of your house. But this is something that you could, sometimes we get parents that sign for kids. And when the parents sign for kids, well, now it's important that we can use, and sometimes the parents not only sign for the kids, but they're going to actually pay the student loans off for the kid as long as they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the parents are the ones with the equity in their house. They could actually refinance their house to pay off the kids' student loans if they want to, if they've co-signed for it.
Oh, well, that's actually good news too. Yeah.
So if you're in your house and you've been in there long enough to have more than 20% equity, then this is now something that could be a major consideration for you.
That's good.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is. So we also have another change, that debts paid by others. And this actually is good news. These are non-mortgage debts that we're going to talk about.
Yes, let me explain that. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. And we're talking about recent guideline changes by Fannie Mae. And these are big, big news. Great common sense. This next one is, so debts paid by others. Here's a common scenario is that you co-sign on a car for your kid, for instance. And I see people that co-sign on cars even for friends of theirs. I see this all the time. There used to be a lot of requirements around, if we didn't want to count that payment against you, then we would have to jump through quite a few hoops to prove that the other person's making the payments and that they're both, you know, you're both on the loan and that you're only a co-signer on the loan. Well, now the new guidelines are that if it's a non-mortgage debt, we now don't even have to prove that there's anybody else on the loan. So let's say you got somebody else a car, or you bought one of your kids a car,
co-signed.
But they're the ones making the payment, not even co-signed.
Oh, okay.
You have it only financed in your name. We don't have to count that debt against you if we can prove that someone else is making the payments for the last 12 months. So that's a big deal. They need to be making the payments on time, of course. Another place this is applicable is business debt. So if you're personally liable for a business debt, like copy or lease, or it could be a car or truck that you finance for your business, if the business is making those payments, we don't have to count that debt against you now.
That's really good news.
Yeah, it's definitely a very big deal. So it's important with these guidelines that you deal with somebody that really understands these guidelines if you're looking to get a mortgage. So if you want to reach out to me, you can, because you know I'm going to take care of you on your mortgage. You can call me or text me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So Tammy, when we return, we actually have the best is yet to come on some of these guideline changes, which we're going to talk about when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.